For the last 9 years, federal websites have been banned from implementing web cookies, even though their use has become fairly standard over the last almost just as long, really. Commercial websites use cookies to remember a visitor's preferences and allow for a more personal experience. More importantly, though, they're used to analyze web traffic, so-called analytics, that web managers can use to make improvements on their sites. Earlier, Beth Novick, the Deputy Chief Technology Officer at the White House, talked to reporters about the call for public comments on a proposed long-awaited change to that cookie policy announced in the Federal Register.
The goal of the review is really to consider a new policy that's going to, again, help continue to protect privacy for people who visit federal government websites, and at the same time make websites more friendly, provide better customer service, and allow for enhanced web analytics, you know, really to bring the policy kind of up to date with some of the new technology that's available today. So what we've done is we've published a Federal Register notice, which went up today and invited comment. And in addition, at the same time as inviting comment through traditional channels, we've supplemented that with requesting your participation through the Open Government blog. You'll have the opportunity to comment and share your thoughts between now and August 10th. So that's August 10th is the deadline. And you can submit your comments through a variety of mechanisms, such as in response to the Federal Register notice, which does provide an email address, as well as through this Open Government Forum. And we strongly want to encourage you to please use the blog as an opportunity to not only engage with and talk to folks in OMB who are in the process of looking at revisions to the policy, but to have a chance to engage with and one another and to comment on one another's postings, which will, I think, really help advance the dialogue.
Novick says the Open Government blog has already been the site of a lot of give and take on the issue of cookies, and this public comment period will give OMB a chance to refine the policy even further. Of interest, a proposal to use a three-tier approach to the use of cookies on federal websites.
First are single-section technologies, which track users over a single session, do not maintain tracking data over multiple sessions or visits. The second tier is multi-session technologies that are for use in web analytics. So it's really that kind of web analytics category, which tracks users over multiple sessions, purely to gather data, to analyze web traffic statistics. And the third are, again, multi-session technologies for use as persistent identifiers, which track users over multiple visits with the intent of remembering data, settings, or preferences unique to that visitor for purposes beyond what is needed for web analytics. Let me say, first of all, I think we want very much to hear from you as to whether you think these categories and delineations are appropriate or not. So this is a suggested kind of categorization, and I'm reluctant. So first of all, if there's a sense that there's ambiguity in what would fall in which category, we need to hear that from you. So rather than my coming up with an example, I think we need to hear from you, are these clearly enough delineated such that you would know what falls in what category, and help us think through what these examples are that would fall into each category.
You can find a link to the complete OMB posting in the Federal Register in our story on federalnewsradio.com. Now, to get some perspective on the call for comments about OMB's cookie policy, we turn to Ari Schwartz, Vice President for the Center for Democracy and Technology here in Washington, who says that so far he thinks OMB has the right idea when it comes to the three tiers, especially when it comes to website analytics.
The analytics done right causes less concern than other persistent identifiers would. If you collect the information in a protected manner and then you delete it when you're done with it, once it's aggregated for analytics purposes, there's less concern with that model than with something where you have an ongoing use of a data and you're going to use it for a lot of different purposes and you're going to need to keep it for a long period of time.
During the White House conference call, Beth Novick also didn't want to commit to a time frame for coming up with the new federal web cookie policy, leaving the process of analyzing all of the public comments and blog discussions fairly open-ended. And CDT's Ari Schwartz says he's okay with that.
Well, we have to see how many comments they get in over this two-week period, I think is really the question, and then they need to digest that information. There's been a lot of discussion internally. There's debate, certainly, between security officers, privacy officers, and new media managers about how to go about doing this. And that debate is why it's already taken them some time, knowing that this issue had been identified during the transition as an issue. And I think there's been more consensus recently, I think, that this reflects that. that they need to move in a direction that separates out different uses.
Again, OMB is set Monday, August 10th, as the last day on which you can go to the Open Government blog and offer your comments on proposals for a new web cookie policy for federal websites.